you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another week of Penalty Kicks. Most likely your second to last week here on the season. I am your host, Owen Krepps, and I'm joined by...
Jonathan Hanna, and it's great to be here, Owen.
Thank you for joining us, John. I chose that song because it's very reminiscent of both of our men's and women's soccer team seasons. When you try your best, but you do not succeed. Season quickly approaching the end here. I believe women have one game left and men have two. Both with sadly unfortunate losing records. Doesn't look like we're going to make any of the conference tournament. This season, but it was a decent season, in my opinion. A lot of room for growth.
Yeah, agreed. I know we have a couple seniors leaving, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, we'll talk about them later.
I think some of the young players will also get a chance to step up in these last couple games.
All right, well, I'm going to go over the just a quick recap of our women's soccer games and our men's soccer games. Actually, we had both two games. We usually have one game a week. Since last week's show, we had two games for both, so four games to talk about today. The women had a win and a loss this past week. They have one game remaining in the regular season. They lost 2-0 to Bryant on the road Friday. And Sunday, they followed up with a win versus Sacred Heart 2-1. Our record is now 4-12 overall, 3-4 in the conference. And our last game will be against LIU Brooklyn this Saturday at 3 at home. It'll be the last game of the regular season and the conference. So for the Bryant game, Bryant's just a good team.
Yeah,
they're
7-6-1.
That outplayed its... We're a struggling team. It's not hard to just look at the stat sheets and just say, well, we were just outplayed in this game. 15 shots for Bryant, 4 for RMU.
Both the Bryant goals were in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They obviously get trained to go out and attack early.
Mm-hmm. So, an unfortunate loss, but just simply a better team. A team that's probably going to make the conference playoffs. 2-0 loss. Not much to say about this one.
Turned it around, though, for their next game against Sacred Heart, which was the 2-1 win.
Yeah, 2-1 win. Brittany O'Connell got her first goal. I've said this multiple times on the show. Women's soccer wins when some depth forward scores her first goal. And then Jane will get one. So it'll be a 2-1 game, a 2-0 game, or Jane will get two. It'll be a 3-1 game. It's just Jane's always there. She's not going to be there next year, but you pretty much get a goal a game out of her, and then you get someone else has to step up. We've said this multiple times. The story of the year for women's soccer is that there's no real depth scoring, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens next season with Schleicher obviously leaving. We'll get to her legacy later on in the show. Jane now has... check that real quick.
Yeah,
believes, yeah, 22 points on the year.
And she has 22 goals on her entire career.
So. Yeah, which is insane. So a good decent win. Sacred Heart, a decent team. Very even skill set. Julia Schmidt had 15 saves, only one goal against. Good to see her continuing just to be great back in net as only a sophomore, I believe. She'll be there. Unlike Schleicher, she will be there next year for the team, and she'll be there to backstop.
Yep. And Lindsay Savko had the one goal for Sacred in the 66th minute. So
it's good to get these wins in late in the season, even if you know you're not going to, more than likely not going to make the playoffs. You want to win games. It goes for all sports. If you win games against teams that are fighting for a playoff spot, you can knock them out. Makes you feel a little bit good about yourselves. So, yeah.
And then next, on Saturday, it's their senior night against LIU Brooklyn.
Yep, senior night, LIU Brooklyn. Last home game, obviously, being senior night and last game of the regular season. LIU Brooklyn is super good in men's soccer. As for women's, they are 2-12-3 overall, winless in the conference. They've lost 5 in a row. Statistically, they're almost about the same as RMU, but we're glad we have more wins than they do. Marion Awad, I don't know how to say that name. She has 7 goals for 14 points. So, an off-brand James Schleicher. If you look at the statistics for this team. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, if you look at their depth chart, it's mostly just her, and then it falls off 6 points. But for Kimberly Butland, sort of reminiscent to RMU, but we're glad we have the better player, I guess, if you will, in Schleicher, and the better win categories. Speaking of wins, for a prediction. This is a bold prediction. I say RMU closes out the season with a 3-0 win at home. No one scores but Jane Schleicher. She ends her career with a hat trick. I think that would be amazing to see. I don't know if I'll be at the game or not, but whoever ends up going to this one will hopefully get a treat. The legacy of Jane Schleicher, we'll talk about that later. It's just, she's one of the most dynamic and scores we've had in women's soccer history here, so it's just phenomenal to have her.
And then, you said 3-0 win. I can see one of the freshmen next year making a name for themselves, Bailey Farabaugh. She's already scored this year, and I can just see her also adding to that score sheet to cement herself. Maybe is the next Jane Schleicher.
Maybe. Who knows? All right, switching things over to men's soccer here. Like I said, 2 games for both teams. Unfortunately, men's went 0-2 this week. They lost 1-0 in both games, were shut out both games. Central Connecticut Sunday, LIU Brooklyn Friday. They're now on a 3-game losing streak after going on a 2-game winning streak. 2-4 in the conference and 4-10-1 overall on the year. Their second-to-last game will be Mount St. Mary's this Friday, a late game at 7 on the road. When the team was going on that 2-game winning streak where they got the big home win during homecoming, I thought this team maybe was going to turn things around and maybe
they looked promising.
They did. They looked promising. They looked like they were going to maybe make a push for the playoffs, but unfortunately being shut out these past 3 games or past 3 games, the overtime game and then these 2 1-0 losses, just got to find a way to score to win games. So 1-0 losses in 3 straight contests. So it's not like it's Fondy's fault or anything. Zach Sherman still leading the team. Owen Pierce as a defender, still 2nd in points. This is sort of the same story, but there is no Jane Schleicher as for men's go. Yes, Zach Sherman has had a great year, but there's no true – they do score by committee when they win games, and they haven't these past 3 games being shut out. So,
let's start about that Friday game against LIU Brooklyn. As we said, it was a 1-0 loss, but LIU Brooklyn, they're the top team in the conference.
Yeah, which you don't see that with just like the box score and stuff like that.
I was actually at that game.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But it
is great that Robert Morris was able to compete this well. Hold on real quick. I was looking at the wrong stat sheets. I was just going to say we outshot them. No, the LAU Brooklyn, though, they outshot us 13-12. The Men Against Boys, like you said, I wasn't at that game, but I take your word for it. This was a team we mentioned earlier. Their women's team was 2-12. I believe their men's team has they're in double digits in wins. They're the favorite to win the conference. to lose 1-0, it's not the worst thing in the world, actually, when you think about it, but... Which, yeah, 19th in the country, so yeah. Very good team. We'll get there.
Yeah.
As for the other game against Central Connecticut, we did out, we did outshoot them 18-9, 9-2 on net, but Louis Bedouri was the only goal, 1-0 again. That came later in the game at 81 minutes in.
But I'm sure that's a game they want back.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's just, that's a frustrating win, or a frustrating loss. These games, like the ones that go to overtime, the ones against teams that you lose to 1-0 that you should have beat, if Robert Morris could have won all of those games and got those games back, I'm sure that they would have played better, with had a better mentality. Exactly. Who knows? They may have made the playoffs with a better record if they would have just gotten over the hump and get the monkey off their back, winning these closer games. I bet it's frustrating for the players and the coaches. So I don't know. As for their next game, they're set to play Mount St. Mary's, Friday night game at 7 on the road. Mount St. Mary's is 2-8-4 overall, 1-3-2 in the conference. Like we just said, this is another winnable game. It's a weaker team. Leading scorer, Nana Tonzi, 4 goals, 8 points, about the same skill level. Hopefully we don't pull an RMU men's soccer and lose it 1-0.
Yeah. What's your prediction for the game?
RMU, I've just been bashing on this team. I don't mean to do that, but I think RMU will get a 1-0 win this time. They get the shutout. Sherman gets the only goal. I mean, who else are you going to go with to score?
Maybe Owen Pierce gets
a... Maybe Owen Pierce gets one. A tally. I don't know. How about you?
I'm actually going to go out on a limb. They actually scored 2 goals this week, 2-1 win.
Okay, all right.
And Mount St. Mary's heavily outshoots them, but the bounces just go Robert Morris's way.
Well, let's hope that we're both right in the win category here. Like we said, second to last game, the season winding down for both of our teams here, 3 games in total for both teams. So I thought today we could look at the legacy of some of these players. Not everyone on this list is graduating. A bunch of them are, though. Mm-hmm. Jane Schleicher, Zach Sherman, the two that come to mind, and Winter Fondy.
Yeah.
So I went down to the archives and I dug up some stats just to talk about what these players have meant to the sport of soccer, Robert Morris. We're going to start off with a sophomore, the youngest player on this list, Sydney Bruckner, a goaltender for the women's team. She's been great this year.
Yep, she's third overall in goals against average for Robert Morris with a 1.58, you know, fourth in save percentage with a 0.799, fifth most wins, ninth most save with 163, and only through 2 years, she's had the 10th most games played by a goalie.
Yeah, which is insane. She's a sophomore, and she's already 10th in games played. So, obviously, that stat's going to rise. And we talked a lot about Schmidt, the other goalie on this podcast a couple times. She had that phenomenal 17-save game. But both these goalies have been great. They go with a 1A, 1B type of goaltending tandem. Sydney Bruckner, being the sophomore, being the younger player, with Schmidt being a junior, yeah,
next
I'm guessing
year,
they're going to do the same thing. Maybe we'll get a solidified one or a top goalie, a solidified starter. Bruckner's is the favorite to do that. She's, like we said, fourth in save percentage, fifth in wins, and already 10th in games played with 29. So as for the upperclassmen, Christina Kelly, we've talked about her a lot. I believe she came off of an injury this season, so... She struggled a little bit to get back into her rhythm of things. Her 2017 season, she was first in all time at women's soccer. She had for assists per game, she had 0.41 assists per game. So that is first all time, which first all time. It speaks for itself there, an assist per game back in 2017. Also in 2017, she had 7 assists that season, and that's second all time. She was third, and she had 1.47 points per game, which is third all time, and then she scored 25 points to tie her for fourth place. So her 2017 season last year was phenomenal. It was unfortunate she got the injury and didn't have an equivalent
as last year.
I wonder
if the addition of someone like Kelly would change the fortune of the women's team.
Absolutely, yeah. As for just all-time stats, shots on goal per game, she is fifth with 0.82 shots per game, or shots on goal per game. Points per game, she is sixth with 0.64. Assists, she is seventh. She's tied seventh with 10. And assists per game, she is tied fourth with 0.20 assists per game. So these stats could have been better. Like I said, the first in assists per game, just leading in assists her 2017 season. It's unfortunate with her injury. She could have had a great 2018 season. She still had a great 2018 season. I believe she had a goal this year. But she has another year left, so.
Hopefully she can go back to that 2017
yeah,
form.
Absolutely.
And now it's on to the real loss for the team.
Yeah, the real reason I made this list, Jane Schleicher, senior this year, going to be one of the toughest losses in soccer history at Robert Morris, mm-hmm. up there with, like, Nico Brett and guys like that,
yeah.
for both men's and women's. First in shots on goal per game, 1.55. She has, I don't know the exact number, but she has had so many shots on goal. This is my own statistic. I believe she's somewhere around 3 shots a game. Every stat she's got to look at, she has at least 2 to 3 shots. That's, I don't know the real statistic on that. Actually, no, she has 41 shots on goal so far this season. And that's on goal, not just shooting the ball. Like in soccer, they do shots and shots on goal. So she's getting the ball on net, and it's leading to goals per game, where she is second, 0.45. Points per game, second, 0.98, almost a point per game player. That's something you hear in hockey, is a point per game player, and that is phenomenal. Soccer, you don't score as much. She's a point per game player, almost. Game-winning goals, she's second all-time with 8. Players are lucky to get 8 goals in their career. She has 8 game-winning goals. Shots per game, she's second with 2.63 average shots on goal. Or shots per game, and then shots on goal, she's second with 76 in her career. And then the big 2 goals, she has 22 goals in her career. That ranks her third all-time. Points, she has 48. That ranks her third. She's tied third. She'll pass the third. She'll score in her last game. So she's practically second all-time. And shots attempted, she's sixth with 129. Like we said, she just shoots a ball. Wayne Gretzky, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
This
so.
Year, she's, again, kept it up. She's tied for third in goals with 11 all-time.
For single season, yeah.
Yeah. First for shots on goal all time in the season with 41, and then six tied for 6 with 22 points. You know, you can't make these numbers up.
It's just phenomenal. Like she's gonna be missed so much. I've been here 1 year, and it's been an honor for her to watch her play. And I'm sure the people that have been here for all 4 years, she's had the pleasure of watching her to play. She's just phenomenal. All right, we're moving back to the goaltenders. We talked about Julia Schmidt earlier. Her save percentage actually ranks second all time with an .812 save percentage. It could be due to the lower amount of games she's played, because that's typically how things go in goaltending statistics. But still, 8.812 save percentage.
And then this great. Year she's done great. You know, she has an .873 save percentage, which is top for single season. I think her and Bruckner can make a really effective, as you said earlier, 1A, 1B going forward.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, as for the men's, they're going to be losing Winter Fondy. If only we could give one of the men's team one of Schmidt and Bruckner, because they're both so great. Speaking of that, we're going to move over to the men's here. The women's stat sheets are a little bit easier to find. So as for the men's stats, they're a little bit shaky. I had to do a lot of math, which I'm not very good at. So we'll start things off with the senior, Zach Sherman. He's 16th all-time in goals with 12. Still got two games left, though.
Maybe he'll add a couple more.
Yep. He led his team this year. He got three assists, 5 goals, 13 points. Tied for 8th all-time in game-winning goals with 4, which is – game-winning goals is a stat that you would love to be good at.
I think you mentioned Nico Brett earlier. I think he's somewhere up at, like, 17, which
yeah,
is insane.
That's insane. Like, there's so many great men's soccer players in our history. It's truly an honor to just get on the list of all-time leaders, let alone be towards the top. So for Sherman to be 8th all-time in game-winning goals with 4 and 16th all-time with goals with 12, it's just – it may not sound like the best stat in the world, but it is very impressive for – Yep.
Redshirt senior. He's been solid. He's probably been their best player all year.
He has. There's no probably there. He has been their best player all year. Consistency is the main word there. He's been back there for all their 4 wins and all their many losses. So, and like I said, the losses are what damages his stats a little bit more. Even though he has some still great stats, he's has 248 saves, ranks him 5th all-time. He's 4th all-time in goalie games started, and he's 5th all-time in shutouts with 10. 10 shutouts, there's 10 wins right there.
And hoping to add to the last 2 games of the year.
Yep, you never know. Yeah. Fondy, Sherman, Schleicher. We're going to talk about them next week's podcast a little bit more on the players that are leaving. It's unfortunate, but it happens to everyone. Like, you leave, and your team has to adjust and find the next scoring legend or great goaltender. So it's unfortunate, especially with Schleicher. She's just phenomenal, and we wish her the best when she eventually – I don't know what they say in soccer. They say hang up the skates in hockey. What are they? Hang up the cleats.
The
hang
boots.
Up the cleats.
I think it's the boots.
The boots. Yeah, we'll say hang up the boots.
And hopefully she'll get drafted.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to follow her career as she ends it at Robert Morris. So that's roughly all the time we have here today on Penalty Kicks. Thank you all for tuning in. 4 games to talk about today. Hope you all enjoyed the show, and obviously these players, it's an honor to watch them play, and 3 games still left. You can catch them in action. I believe both teams are home at least once.
Yeah, because the women's are playing.
Yeah, women's have their senior night.
And then men's are away this week, but I believe
but home for their senior.
Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you all for tuning in. Last week's this is the second to last week's episode. We'll play the last week's episode next week, most likely. Thank you all for tuning in.